Turn Chesim and Aleph. We're going to start again the Gemara Amar of Yosef, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of the narrow lines. Amar of Yosef. The Dol B'chaloyim, if somebody is put into a dream, Sarach Yud B'nei Adam B'hatzaloyim. And the Rosh explained, we learned the Rosh yesterday, that it might have been a Shlichus from Hashem. If you need 10, where there's Shechina, then it can be removed, because it's like Hashem removing it. Because you need somebody as big as the one that put one in excommunication. And if you have Hashem sending the message, you need Hashem to remove it. And since Hashem doesn't come down here directly, the Shechina comes down where there's 10 people. That level of Shechina that we want. Now the Rosh learns he's gairis v'huda masni lachem hokasam. The shayla had to be gairis. The Rosh are gairis v'huda masni hokasam. He teaches others Torah, teaches others halacha. Dr. Rosh, we're up to that Rosh. V'huda masni, it's the last words on the last middle line. Lachem hokas halacha l'mayshim esinai. They get that level of Shechina. But if they don't teach others, they don't necessarily get that level of Shechina. Back to the Gemara.
The ten.
We're talking about the ten. The who, back to our Gemara, we're going to be guys like the Rosh. The Eleka, the Masni. If you have no people around here, you don't have 10 people that teach. So I feel a ton of Eloi Masni. So then you can rely on a lower level of Shechina, which happens to people that learn but don't teach. Dr. Ashikosh, let's finish. V'leka de basnu. Afilu tana la'atma v'loy la'cherim. That is the girsa that we have. Some have a different girsa, but we learned the Rosh. I want to stress that. Some learn, like we have in our Gemara. But either v'hol the tani yochasa. They learn Gemara. But if they learn just Mishnayas, that's not good enough. If you can't get people to learn Gemara, you can rely on people to learn Mishnayos. So that's the girsa that we have in our text. But that's not the girsa of the Rosh. The Rosh learns we want 10 people that teach. That's a higher level of Rosh Hashchina. And if you can't find 10 people that teach, you're allowed to rely on a little bit lower level of Rosh. I don't know the amount lower. A different level of Rosh Hashchina that happens with people that learn and don't teach. Be lack up. What if you don't have people that learn? You don't even have 10 people that learn. That should be able to have the Shechina presence with them. So Leizel v'Leizel v'Aproshes Drachim. Let him go to the crossroads, to a crossroads. V'Yav Shlomo Lebeyud. And let him greet people, 10 people. Right? Adem Miklo V'Asara D'Gamri Hilchasa. And what that does, it alleviates the pain of Chayram. Because at least he's greeting 10 people who greet him back. So he has interaction with people. And he should do this until he finds 10 people that at least learned Gemara. Zakzarash. That's just the Rosh. Eli Azal, the precious Drachim, Yarshom, the Bessara. Gehegad, the Lehedri, the Shlomo. So they should respond. Umayolai, it helps. What does it do? Besides the interaction with people, Litlaslai, Lehagin, Lehman, Ayasurim. Having that interaction with people saves them from Yisurim that Rahmanul Islam come along with excommunication. Not just the Yisurim of being ostracized, but Yisurim that come along, and by allowing him to go to these crossroads and interact with 10 people, it'll help save him from the Yisurim. Ad demikri asara digmiri hokasa, until he finds 10 people that learn Gemara, the atir leyanida. That's the Rosh's pshat in this Gemara. The pshat is the 10 people on the crossroads are not taking off his chayram. They're not. But what they're doing is they're interacting with him, and that helps to prevent him from Yisurim. Now, I'll be honest. I translate it to be helping from other Yisurim. But one could argue that it means the Yisurim are being ostracized. I just don't think so. I will let the farish at the mikli asara the masni hilgasa v'yav lushlama. It's not shot. You have to wait, find people that are learning Gemara or teaching Gemara, and those are the people you greet. So what does it mean till you find 10 that teach? You just did. You waited by the crossroads till you got the 10. that the ten that teach Yatidan, the Hoysin Kar, the Yav Shlomikoi. He's saying, give ten, if you gyrus, give Shalom to 10 people who teach. So then you don't have to say, wait till you get 10 people to teach. You just did. I'm sorry. But not the precious drachm. Why are we sending him to the crossroads? There you can find 10 people together. And they, by greeting him, alleviate his yisura. Mil yesh lefarish. So according to this chat, they have to be 10 together. Mil yesh lefarish, tafil lebezachar zemayo. Even if they don't come together. Mikom makam nashim, preaches drach, lakim, preaches drach, preaches drachim, vishisham regilas l'shalom l'yadam. That's where people greet each other. They meet at the crossroads. So let me explain the Rush. The Rush is a chat that he likes. If you try to find 10 people that teach. If you can't find 10 people that teach, you find 10 people that learn. If you can't find people that learn Gemara, 10 people, then you go to a crossroads. Find 10 people either together, and by them together greeting you, they alleviate the Yisurim, or even not together, but we send you to the crossroads because that's where people greet each other. And that helps till you find 10 people that teach, and then they'll be matter than either. Yes, Dr. Harris, you're very disturbed.
First, those that teach, then go back to teach again.
So what we allow him to do is greet 10 people, which he's not allowed to do.
Stam 10 people? Not
stam. 10 people.
It's not stam 10 people. I mean,
it's stam 10 people.
What happened to, you just said that.
Again, they don't. Remove the cherem. Those 10 people he greets do not have any effect on the cherem. He still remains excommunicated.
Until
he finds 10 people that teach.
Not really.
Again, the Hatila who teach. In this repeat, when we allow him to greet 10 people, it doesn't say learn. It says teach. So I don't know whether that's just the preferable and then we go to learn, or once we're allowing him to have 10 people that he greets, we go back to what we want. I don't know. That's the Rosh's chat that he likes. He brings other pshatim that he doesn't necessarily like. One, that we look for 10 people that learn Gemara, if not we take 10 people that learn Mishnayos. And also, he brings two pshatim and how those 10 people have to be that alleviate from the Yisurim. Do we need them to be together, or can they be one after the other? That's the Rosh has two pshatim in that.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why should anyone take him out of Chera? He's a stranger to them. Aside from the greeting, when there's an assumption that they would lift the Chera, there's a reason he's in Chera. Why would they do that?
Yeah, we don't know what the reason is. Right. So here is
but they don't know either.
Nobody knows.
They don't know either. Why would they just lift it?
Again, let's step back. The guy had a dream that he's in Chera. That's what happened. It wasn't that a bezin put him in cherem, or that people put him in cherem. The dream that he was.
Yeah, I apologize. I forgot the dream part. That's the crucial part. My question is not a question. I'm sorry.
What is the bin with a real cherem? You don't need 10, just 3, right?
Again, this gets involved. I'm not going through all of the cherem because I don't know it. But if I understand correctly, the people that can remove a cherem have to be on level to the people that put them in cherem. So if 10 people put them in cherem, he might need 10 to remove it. But usually, the Gemara's cases in Mike Cotton is that you need somebody as big as the person who put him in cherem. Meaning, if the Gadol Hador put him in cherem, you can't go to any 3 people and get it removed. It has to be removed by people on level. Again, that's not always true. Sometimes, again, I don't know all the halachas. This is not the sugya. This is the sugya of my cut.
Every drachim, he says, is just gemiri halacha that they study. They don't teach.
Let's try again. The Rosh's gear says you look for 10 people that teach. If you can't find 10 people that teach, you take 10 people to learn. I don't know where you see differently.
The Gemara.
I told you, the Rosh has a different gear than our Gemara.
Oh.
Not in that part. He greets 10 people. Those 10 people can be regular 10 commoners. The people he greets at the crossroads, the Rush says, can be regular 10 kilometers.
So he has to go until he gets 10 that
but they can't remove the cherem. We allow him to...
Oh, you mean two things. The stam and the tendency. The stam removes the yisurim.
Those just remove yisurim. They protect him from yisurim.
Without making any declaration, just his greeting them.
Exactly.
Well, what did Russians say about yisurim go away? What was those words?
But he gives the Eli Azul the precious drunk of the Yav Shlomo the Be'asara. They should return the greeting. Yes. He has to wait till he gets 10 people, yeah. That not how to learn. The Gemara's gears are going to the Rosh, you have to wait till 10 people to teach. I don't know if the Rosh is saying that we allowed you to greet 10 people, we're not going to let you just have 10 people to learn. We need 10 people to teach. I don't know. He doesn't point that out clearly.
Rabbi, listen to what line is it? I can't even see it.
It is the third line from the bottom of the page. Yes. Why are we sending him to Prussia's Drachim? So again, the Rush seems to say that it's because that's where people greet each other. I guess in Shul, they didn't say hello to each other. So if he says hello in Shul, they look at him like he's a nutcase. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
So when somebody says,
you know,
when somebody says,
hey,
how is your mother's
getting
away down?
I'm sorry, yes?
Somebody's ill. What's the hazard to go to a doctor? It says, it's the father's blood. You're a patient. You're a shaman. They put him in a serum.
That's not the Rush.
I'm sorry? I just had two people are talking, I can't hear you.
You need a prophet to say that the doctors are not.
Yes.
Because otherwise Hashem made him sick. So we have Hashem put him in there. What's the answer for other people to take him out of there?
I have no idea. I'm just reading him. I have no idea. I assume that that's the way Hashem wants people taken out of Chayim. When he sent a shliach. By the way, a dream is not direct. The dream is through, quote unquote, whatever that means, a messenger. So, Mela, messengers can remove
this. So is the guy who hit him through a messenger. The fellow who hit him and made him.
Yeah, that's why you go to a doctor who is a messenger.
But still, you're
the I hear. I can't answer the question. Yes?
Answer Rabbi Schiff's first question. Rabbi Hertzke brings down what he knows that the Rambam understands, correct? This is a crossroads. As requiring the person to travel up to a
person.
That would seem to be.
Again, the Rush doesn't say that. He was asking me on the Rush shot. Okay. The Rambam is a different shot, doesn't help the Rush.
No, I'm.
Yeah, okay,
no
problem.
But
yeah.
Leonard told me
that Pshat's Tosfos
was not a.
Thank you very much. I misread. I read Tosfos instead of the Rush.
I
go back. I apologize. I read Tosfos instead of the Rush because they're on that side of the column. Let's go back to the Rush. Sarach Asar Benad Mahatulay Vakol Sar Beisar Chetchinam. Mahatulay Vaisa Bezin Shenisnat. That's considered the same bezin. Who the Masni Hilchos is a Shaynam Bachayim. You like it? Play Tanim Le Masni. Ah, Yikach Ejaitus. Don't take commoners. Tanim Le Shiyeshe B'Tvashes Drachim. The Kabul Shalul Beasar the Gemiri Hilchos. I'm sorry. I read Tosfos. I apologize.
Now, sometimes when you have a chavrusa,
is this a drasha or are we learning now?
Anyone who has a chavrusa is a teacher also.
Okay, so answer, you can write hagos on the side, hagos, Rav Cohn.
You don't have to be have a job at a school.
I don't know. It says, who the masne hilchasa? I don't know what that means. You want to translate, means you learn with a chavrusa? I'll let you translate it that way. Yes. I'm not going to argue with you. I don't know. I'm just very careful. I try. I'm not perfect. Not to make things up as I go along. Based on my own negias, understanding, whatever it may be. I like to say what it says in the book. It doesn't say that in the text. That's all. Again, I just am very hesitant to assume something and therefore... You know, yeah, like sometimes I get to that, not you, Chasham, others, that make something up and then ask me a question based on what they made up. Don't make it up and don't ask the question. one. Number two is, the Meisher Shapiro was not talking about this halacha from Makar Chirum.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. I also agree that when you learn with the Chavrusa, you teach each other.
The idea is not from Mars.
But okay. I'm not going to sit and argue about this. It's not worth it. Let's take my right. I'm a Ravina Ravashi. Yad man sham de mal de lishurle. What if in the dream he knows who put him in Chirum? He saw Mr. So-and-so, or Rabbi So-and-so, in the dream, put him in Chirum. Can he go to Rabbi So-and-so? If that was Rabbi So-and-so didn't put him in Chirum. He was the messenger from Hashem, came through the words of Rabbi So-and-so in the dream. Does that mean that one can go back to Rabbi So-and-so and say, listen, in the dream, you're the one that did this, can you remove it? Dr. Gemara, Amalei, so Rashi answered him, L'shmutzei shav yishliach, l'mishvilei l'shav yishliach. From Shemayim, they made the person the shliach to put him in Chirum. But when he doesn't necessarily have Shechina with him, it's from Shechina. Who says that he's the Shechina's messenger to remove it? We don't know. So we need 10. Dr. Ashtuash. Yadaman the Shamte Madalishlech. Kochim in Nad the Biyadalatar. Whoever puts the person in Chirum can take it off. Did I mean by cutting up every Shlokish to Shamte Hu Gabra? He put somebody in Chirum. Gamal Reb Yechonim. Zulagabe the Rishlok. Go back to Rishlokish. Don't think about it right. No, this is not Chaloyim. There is Heter Nidui. Right? And you yourself said that we do it in front of 10 people. I don't know. I'm not passing Halacha Lamaisa.
The first part where you just have the dream, he's trying to get rid of it. That's not enough.
No.
Because it's worse than
that. First of all, it's Nidui, not a Chaloyim.
Well, he had it in the dream.
I understand, but it's a Nidui.
But this is a real Nidui?
It might be. Might be a Shliach from Hashem. That's what they all say. Don't give my right term. Amalei Zachal Ravashi. Shamte v'sharalei v'chal me'mai. What if in the same dream they put him in Chirum and removed it? Is that good enough? Because if we're saying that the dream was real, maybe, so the rest of the part of the dream removed it. Amalei, so Ravashi answered, Shem she'ev sh'labar b'loi tevin, ka'chi'ev sh'lachaloi b'loi g'var b'teilu. Not true. Dreams can be partially true and that part, the other part not true. Just like you don't have grain without straw, you don't have dreams without Dvar B'Talem. And therefore, you can't rely on the Heter. That might be the Dvar B'Talem of the dream. It might be. We can't play around with this. Every dream has Dvar, it's an allegory that when you have grain, there's straw there. Not pure grain. So when grain grows, you harvest it, straw comes along. Same thing, every dream has stupid things with it. We don't know. We don't know. We can't rely on the fact that they removed the chayim in the dream. That might be the non-true part of the dream. We don't know. But we don't mess around with a possible chayim in Hashemayim. We're not claiming to know. We never claimed to know that the chayim was real to begin with. We said it might be. Don't play around with it.
Yeah, what's the consequence of this?
You need 10 people that teach to be moderate. That's the consequence. Dr. Ashram, Rosh, Shem 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 Bible, Tevin Pasuk Uga B'Chaloyim. It's a Pasuk in Novi by Chaloyim. Novi Ashita Chaloyim Yisapar Chaloyim. Rosh Dvore Ikioi, the one I speak with, Yidabar Divri Emes. And then it says, Malas Heben Asabar. What is straw with wheat? No, Mashem. That means it's telling us that Hashem speaks to a Navi, it's clear. Hashem speaks to a dream, it comes along with Dvar B'Talem. And therefore we can't rely on every part of the dream. But we don't know, so we have to be Machber.
So every time I have a dream, I have to find out someone
to
interpret the dream.
If it doesn't, again, this is a Chirum. This is fire.
This is a unique situation.
Yes.
I feel a bad dream.
Again, bad dreams is dependent on the guy who has it. If he wakes up in the morning and it doesn't bother him, just keep on living life. If it does bother him, it's Hatabas Chaloyim, they're saying it's Tfilah, Rabbi Nishalaylam, by Sim Shalom, all kinds of ages that brought halacha.
Chirum is more stronger.
Chirum is because it's Menashem, it might be Chirum Menashemayim. It's fire. Doesn't say this. I know, I mean, when I'm a father, he's not learning Yilchas Chaloyim now. I have no idea. There's no Yilchas Chaloyim. But there's a similar Shulchan Aruch, what to do if a person has a bad dream. And it bothers him. that is not, this has nothing to do with that. This is fire. That's why we need 10 people to teach.
Yep, all people. I think I'm in the pyramid.
Well, they have to remove the chayim. They have to know.
No, but somebody gets it. They have to distance themselves.
No, it just says, well, he has to distance himself. He doesn't say why, but he has distanced himself. I don't know if he has to wear a sign. I don't know if he has to wear a sign. The Mitzvah wears a sign. I mean, he doesn't wear a literal sign, but he screams out, Tame Tame. Zakhtarash, the light to our Batalim, the Shammai Hatchet to our Batalim. I saw in a Sefer, I forgot, I think it was from Mami Pana, but I'm not sure I saw it brought down. This is just to make some people happy. But the reason there's Zohar Metalim in a dream is that even the dreams that come true have to pass through the Klippas to make it to the person. And the Klippas add the Zohar Metalim, whatever that means. Right, that was for you, Doctor. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Ravina Havale Nidra Lidavisu. Ravina had a nether. We're out of Chayram now. Back to nether. His wife had a nether. Asalakame, right? And he couldn't. Either he didn't or couldn't be made for it. A husband can't be made for all the darim. Either it was a kaid and a nana that he couldn't be made for, or he didn't. And if he didn't, it was too late. Past the day, a husband can only be made for the day he hears it. He didn't. She wanted to remove the nether, and she didn't want to go to Bezin. Say tzias, whatever reason. He could only remove things that affect their relationship, or inui nefesh, something that's afflicting her. We're going to have a whole example for 25 blocks. I should not say that. 10 blocks. It'll be all over the place. And then it's not eating nefesh. She bans herself from eating in a fast food place. She can live with it. It's not afflicting her. I'm just giving an example. I don't know. Like some other. Don't be my mind to Ravina Abel and Nidra Lidavisu's wife had a netter, and she was embarrassed to go to Bezin. She didn't want to go to Bezin. She didn't want to have to go ask people to be matzah and netter. Also, the comment of Ravashi. So he came to Ravashi. Amalai, he asked Ravashi the following question. Now, please give me 2 minutes before anybody starts asking questions. Bao mao shi yasa shliach l'charat esishtai. Can I represent my wife in Bezin? Can I go to Bezin and say, my wife had this netter. She has charata. She changed her mind. Can you please be matzah the netter? Or does she have to go herself? Amalai, I'm going to read the Gemara. Amalai, imechamsen in iloilai. If Bezin is already sitting there, then you can represent her. If you have to pull the three together, then you cannot represent her. That was the psak. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim here. Is there? How about if I can represent my daughter? Gemara talks about wife. Can I represent my daughter? So there's a machlokes rishonim. The Rush and other rishonim hold that for sure you can represent anybody else. The shaila is only about a wife because you have negius. And you might tell Bezin things that your wife wouldn't say. That had she known this, had she known. You make them up because you have negius. You want to help your wife. Anybody else, you'll be honest. You'll say it exactly as is. That's the Rush Shita. Other Rishayim would say the opposite. Anybody, you can't represent anybody else. The person who made the netter has to come himself. That's the halacha. The person has to come himself. But she'en kein, a husband might be different. A husband because Baal Kishtai is a certain, I am her. She is me, I am her. And maybe that's why I can do it. So there's a machlokes rishonim. When I go to Ataras Nedarim, this happens every Rosh Hashanah, I can say my wife, because that's how we pass it. Even confident, there's 3 people sitting there, I can be Machlokes Nedarim and my wife. And I do that. I say, my wife made me a shliach to represent her to remove the Nedar.
You have to ask her ahead of time?
Well, you know, it's not so simple. She didn't make her shliach. Now you ask my wife ahead of time. You have to? Maybe you'll find people that say you don't have to. It's automatic. I don't know. I ask my wife. The night before, make me sleep to be mocked in the dorm, so the next morning I don't have to wake her up to ask. Anyway, that's the thing. I mean, she's not saying taking chatzais like other women are saying at that time.
That's what I said.
Not saying taking chatzais. Anyway, but, right, that, but we paskin that you can't represent your daughter. You can't represent anybody else. I can't represent Avraham Cohen. Avraham Cohen can't represent me. How long is it the guy who made the nether has to go to bed? Only a wife is the Shaila, and only a wife is the Gemara paskin can. But the Rush disagrees. The Rush will explain the Gemara. For sure you can become a Shliach for everybody else. It's only a wife that's a Shaila. So according to the Rush, you could be mafta the dharma of your daughter, but we don't paskin like the Rush. In Shulchan Aruch, it paskins like the other Shitas, and therefore, halacha l'maaseh, you can't be mafta the dharma of your daughter. That's just what it is. Now, there's a problem here. Why didn't Ravina just call three people to his house and say, Rabbi Sai, three people, please come? Why does he have to go ask Ravashi, can I go to Bezen? Don't go to Bezen. Three Ajaitas can be matter and Eder. Just call three people. Ravina had Talmidim. Call them over. Zafti Gemara Shema Mina Tlas. We see three halachas. Shema Mina Baal Nasa Shliach L'charatis Yishchai. We see a husband can become a Shliach. Shema Mina But Shari in the Mishri Nidra Ba'asa Derabe. Why did Ravina call three people to his house? Because his Rebbe lived in town. And when a Rebbe leaves in town, you don't do Ataras Adarim only in front of the Rebbe. As respect for the Rebbe. Not that it doesn't work, but you don't do the wrong thing. And it's a wrong thing to be Matar and Eder when your Rebbe is in town. And we also see, the bottom line is, it's only if they're sitting together. But you can't pull them together from and make a bezin. Zuck the Rush. Zuck the Rush, yes.
Can't pull them together, but she has to be there.
Yeah, I'm talking about if you're going to represent her. Zuck the Rush. Baal ma'ashi asher shliach. Before that, sorry. Havelei nidra lu devisu. So the Rush says, so why doesn't he nullify it? Zuck the Rush v'kayim ba, a neder. Either he already agreed to the neder or didn't nullify it that day. Or maybe it wasn't in his purview. He couldn't be made for this neder. He didn't want to be mater in the place of Ravashi. So he rabbi. Now, the Rush speaks out. Can a husband be under bezin? Can a husband be under bezin that's mater neder? Forget the Rebbe. I lives in town. His wife makes a neder. Goes over to friends, and he is the third one, and he's Mater, his wife's neder. Not as a husband, but as one of the three, Zakhtarash. But Yochel Hatala, a husband can be on the best. It's not preparing based in the God. Kalanadarm of the Mater, Chutzmi Nidrei Atzmai. Every Nidarm a person can remove, he can't remove his own Nidarm. The Afmur of Yehuda, Zakhtarash, a big city. Even according to Yehuda, the Afmur of Nidrei Yishtai, that a husband can't be matur his wife's nedarim. Hayochel lahata begimul acherim. So Zok to Rashi could have called three others in. So forget him. He would have called three others. Halach l'kavet to Ravashi. So first of all, the Rashi says it's a machloikus whether a husband can be matur his wife's nedarim. And even if you want to say no, you didn't need to go ask Ravashi or Shaila. Call three people in. Now it says, it's not covered to Ravashi. Baal ma'al shi'asa shliach l'charatas ishtai. The Vadai Zaktarash, Achars Nasa Shliach Lecharatus Chaveirai. For sure you can become a Shliach for somebody else. Ababao, Mitaych Shikasha Ba'in of Neder Ishtai. Because it's difficult that his wife is stuck with a Neder, it bothers him. Ula Yeshloka Shem Yaisa Midaita Charatus Ishtai. He might add things. The Yaimadaladas Kane Le Nadra. She didn't mean, like, we have to find a Pesach. Like, had she known this, she wouldn't have made the Neder. He'll make it up. If he finds them gathered, Nasa Shliach. If he gathered them, why? Because he bothered himself to gather the three people. He might add. If they're sitting there, we're not chayshish, he'll add. But if he has to go get them together, that already puts him into a thing that he's like invested in this. And when he's invested in this, we're afraid that he'll add.
Rabbi?
Can I just finish the rush? Shema mina tlas. Shema mina baal nasa shliach l'charatas ishtai. Shema mina yimecham v'yin, v'yikam finu eloi, v'yi gathers them not. Shema mina, v'yiboy l'mashra abasri d'rabbe, it's not good to be matur in the city of his Rebbe. And Harvey, if you wait 1 minute, somebody had his hand up. Yes?
Yep.
I mean, I do not recall seeing a crab going down the sidewalk in front of
I don't think we bask in this. I'm not sure. I don't know if the Shulchan Aruch said you have to go to your Rebbe to be matzah neder. I don't know.
I think it seems obvious.
The Rai, again.
I've seen people doing a Torah in the Orem in Shomer Shabbos in front of Rav Gurma when Rav Gurma is another part of the room.
So, again, I'm not going to answer because I don't know, but I assume you're right. But I don't know. Yes? Harvey had a question. Yes, Harvey.
Yeah. How could anyone have a Shulchan Aruch wife or not? Wife or not, how could you be the shaliach for someone for the lifting of a neder? Don't you get asked specific questions about what your original intent was, what is in your heart, would you have done this if that had happened, et cetera, et cetera? How could any...
You're 100% right. And the only way a person that can be a shaliach is somebody who gets clarity and doesn't add anything on his own. So therefore, if I'm a shaliach for somebody, before I go, I would say, can you please give me some background? And then I would go, and if Beth asked me a question I don't have an answer, I'd have to tell the three, I'm sorry I don't have the answer, I'm going to go find out. Well, I'm not going to go find out, but they can't be mounted in edit. The only thing we're afraid, if we can rush, is a husband will make it up and not be honest because he has the pressure of getting his wife's netter off. Now, the rush says because it bothers him that his wife is stuck with the netter. Others would say because he won't make supper for him unless he does it. I don't know, but that's what the rush says.
I get the concern about the wife and self-interest and feeling generous toward her, et cetera, but I was just thinking that the person who's the shliach better be very knowledgeable in this area to have come prepared.
Exactly. He has to have the good answers. Now, we happen to paskin that we have matra even without any juices. We'll get there. That if just guy walks in and says, I'm sorry I made it.
Rav Ashi is one of them.
Rav Ashi can do it himself.
I understand. Could, very simply put, can you use your Rebbe as one of the three?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He doesn't want to?
Again, he wants to ask Yishayla. My wife wants me to be Matra her neder. He went to ask Rav Ashi, can I be her messenger? She doesn't want to come. So we have a few problems here. Why is he asking? Take three people home and be mounted, let her be mounted and netter in front of them.
I'm just asking a question. Could you use your Rebbe as one of the best?
Yes, why not? Why not? He wanted to know the halacha. We asked, why did he go to Rav Ashi? The answer is, you're not mounted Nedarim without your Rebbe. Adarabba, he went to Rav Ashi to be mounted in Netter. He wanted to know, can he represent his wife in front of Rav Ashi?
That was the Shiloh.
Exactly. But what?
Then after the Shiloh, get to the...
The answer was, you can.
You can. You can be a shliach for her.
He's talking to Rav Ashi.
Yeah, right.
He wants Rav Ashi to be mounted. That means Rav Ashi is going to be on that basin.
Oh,
that what it means? Well, what else is he going to Rav Ashi for?
With the psakis, can he be a shliach?
Again, a shliach to what? I'm asking you, a shliach for what? What is he asking he can be a shliach for?
There were no two other people already assembled, and he can't do it.
Right? That's it.
Rav Ashi was not the two others.
How do you know? Rav Ashi's sitting there to make some medrash learning.
No. But when you said two people could come to his house?
Yeah.
That is called
if the Rebbe is in the city, the Gemara says, don't be matir nedarim without going to your Rebbe to do it.
Even with three people in your own.
That's what it says. Okay. Yes. Now, Dr. Schwab is saying we don't paskin that. I don't know. I didn't look up that law.
Go
ahead,
Rebbe. Bring over two other people.
What?
First thing you go to your Rebbe's house, bring over two other people. They're not already
getting it. I don't know.
And this isn't his piece. This is a wife who made another that affected the husband.
No, because that he could have been made for. Every netter affects him a little bit because his wife has a netter. Bothered for his wife. It doesn't really affect him, but he feels bad for his wife. Feeling bad for his wife does not affect it. Yes.
We're not talking about events in here. Y'all
didn't come to Shari Shabbos. We didn't get there yet. You're ahead of me.
Okay.
We're not talking about a cherem here anyway. We're talking about a nether. You're ahead of the Gemara. We didn't get to you.
We'll get there.
We'll talk. So I think about it. The Yochid Mumcha, the Shamta Filibaster to Rabbi. And the Gemara says this as a statement. Cherem does not have to require a guy go to his Rebbe to remove a cherem. If Ravina put a guy in cherem, he can remove it himself even though Ravachi's in town. Dr. Rashbam, Shamta Filibaster to Rabbi, the Kaimel and Beperik Hadar and Mavikachov. There is a Gemara in Perik Hadar and Mavikachov. I think that is in which Masechta? I don't know which Masechta that's in. But, Ervin? Yeah. The Talmud Menadim is Rav, the Malkim Sheshchel Hashem. A Talmud can react and put a guy in Cherem, even if his Rebbe's standing there and his Rebbe doesn't do it. If there's a Chil Hashem going on, the Talmud can do it in front of his Rebbe. The Kamer Da'acha, that filibaster, the Rabbi Nami Shari Shamta. He can even remove it. He doesn't have to go to the Rebbe to remove it. Why? We don't want a person to be in Cherem any longer than he has to be. It's a curse to be in a Cherem. A Cherem is not just, it's a heavy thing. So if the person's ready to have it removed, don't delay a second. Don't look for your Rebbe. Just get it done. Back to the Gemara. V'yochid mumcha shari sharya shamta. Zakt d'rashvam. D'rash, perish. Im nidol chacham vasik v'chiyaitzabai. If a chash of a chacham puts him to cherem, or somebody similar, yochid mumcha chiyaitzabai batirai. A person of similar stature can remove it. Doesn't need three. It doesn't say that by a nether one can do it. We learn out that one mumcha can do it himself. So therefore, when the Gemara says here that cherem can be removed by one, it doesn't mean to say only cherem. It means cherem and nether can be removed by one. But here we're discussing cherem. Now, what kind of one do you need? Is a major machlokes b'shita. Some say it has to have smicha. Yochid mumcha has to be a somach. Now, we don't have anybody with smicha. Smicha is something that was handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu, and generation to generation can be passed on only who people who have smicha could hand smicha. And only in Eretz Yisrael. You couldn't give smicha out of Eretz Yisrael. So according to those Rishayim, Yochid mumcha is totally not negeya. We don't have anybody with smicha. It's over. And therefore, they can't be, there's no Yochid Mumcha. No such thing. So you always need three, even with Ravashi. And there's some Rishayim that say, Mumcha means somebody recognized by the generation as a Chacham Muvik Ubaki Behilchas Nedar. We still paskin that we don't do it with Yochid Mumcha, because we don't know the requirement to be a Yochid Mumcha. But there, according to that shot in the Rishayim, you're right. Maybe Rav Ashi could have done it himself. But I didn't say that before because it's a Machlokes Rishayim, and I don't like to pick sides in a Machlokes Rishayim. So I explained the Gemara with three, but you're right. According to those Rishayim that say you don't, Rav Ashi probably, I'm so not probably, would have qualified as a Chacham Mubrik of Baki Bilch Nadar, maybe it was the Gabla Dar. So today, Yochid Mumcha is not applicable at all. It's a machlokes rishayim. He didn't have smicha. Rav also didn't have smicha on everything. Rav doesn't mean Rebbe means smicha. There is no smicha in Bavel. It was impossible for Rav Ashi to have smicha. He wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha ended in Bavel after the first generation of Amoraim. Shmuel never got smicha. It was over. And Eretz Yisrael, they still had smicha for longer. That's the historical tidbit. It's a historical tidbit. When the Spanish Inquisition happened, and there were a lot of Muranos, the Muranos who came out and wanted to do tshuva, wanted to get malchus, they wanted to get a kapara, they did have aveiros. unfortunately, while the Romanos, and I'm not here to judge anybody, and therefore, there were people that ostracized them. That's why some Svartim put a Samach Tes after their name, which means Svarti Tar. That meant to say, I'm not from a Murano family. That's what it means. It was a very, very heavy time, because the Svartim who escaped Spain and gave up all their money were very upset about those who had stayed behind. And it wasn't so forgiving. So one of the things they wanted to do is get Malkus, so they could be reaccepted without any problem. So there was a big meeting in Gdeilei Yisrael. And they paskened at that point that the Rambam paskens that if Roiv Chachmi Yisrael, Be'eret Yisrael, agree to give somebody smicha, he gets the status of smicha. That means you can make smicha. Get Roiv Chachmi Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael together and let them decide they want to give somebody smicha, even though they don't have smicha. They can give smicha, and that person will be authorized as a sabo. And therefore, they can make bezin and give them. They decided to give smicha, and they gave smicha to three people. What? And Eretz Yisrael. One was the Beis Yosef. I think one was the Ramak, and I forgot what the third one is. She don't bring this down. Then they decided no more smicha. So the hashgacha of the Rabbi Nisraelim is that the man who wrote the Shulchan Aruch has smicha. One of the three people that had smicha since the end of the Maroim in Eretz Yisrael till 2024 Tav Shin Pei Dalet. Three people had smicha, and one of them, not by coincidence, but by Hashgacha, is the one that wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So, was there ever smicha since then? Yes, three people.
They give
Malkus? I don't think so. Lamaisa, I don't think it happened. Lamaisa, the problem solved itself one way or another, I don't know. But, you know, we don't have the problem today, so obviously it was solved itself.
How about the Rava?
He didn't have smicha. He lived in Krakow.
Maybe that was a third person.
He was in Krakow. Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Couldn't. I think it was somebody, Rabbi Yosef, somebody else. I forgot who.
That's Schwartz, though.
The problem resolved itself. People died out of that. You said the problem resolved itself.
I don't know what happened with the Moranos at the end of the day. You don't hear anybody. We don't worry about these things now.
But back then, there were a lot.
Again, I don't know what happened. I'm not going to. Again, as I said before, I don't make things up. I could have written a story and they lived happily ever after. I don't know. I don't mean to tie that. Just saying, I don't know. I just know that that was the trigger of why they wanted to reintroduce smicha. I had a bacha in my yeshiva, Svarti, who wrote his name, Svarti. Oh, he never missed it. Samach Tes, oh yeah. It was real. It was like a claim to fame.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of Svarti, I know whether today it happens, but at my yeshiva we had bacha that wrote Svarti Tar. They didn't write Svarti Tar, they wrote Samach, two things in a test. That's my writer. I'm Rabbi Shimon bar Zvid. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tava. I'm Rabbi Chia Richa, the Bei Rav Acha, who was by the Yeshiva of Rav Acha. I'm Rabbi Zera. I'm Rabbi Blazer. I'm Rabbi Chanina. I'm Rabbi Miashem Shmeid. Rabbi Yudah bar Eloi. It's interesting. On the halacha of Chalai Medaber B'Shem, might be maybe Gula Loilam. The Gula says, I in the Darim have Ches of the days because of all these names. Again, this is what the Gemara brings. The Gra, the Pasuk, Kalayim Adam Shem Ayim, maybe Gulaylam, says, I'm the Garam Chesem is Beis.
Very good. I agree.
Thank you.
That's not what I'm about to say.
Yeah, the Gra feels so much better now.
The kid comes home from Shear, comes home to his dad asks, what'd you do today? Well, we stood for five lines. Don't think that we wasted our day today. That's what I was thinking.
What law says you have to go back three people?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a law. Now, if I remember correctly, the law is you have to say one person and then the source. You can skip all the intervening generations. Again, if I remember correctly, we pass, can you say who you heard it from? And then you can skip to the source. But here the Gemara didn't do that. I guess the Gemara is trying to say that there's an extra Gula Lailam even if you say everybody. Again, the Gra just writes, I in the Dorim Chesem Beis. I don't know if he's writing it as a question. I don't know if he's writing it as a statement. I don't know. Zakti Gemara, what did he say? My Dechsev, Bezorcha Lechem Yireh Shmi. it will shine for you, those who fear my name. Because we talked about people that were mighty shem shemayim lebatalo, right? That they wasted, as they said, Hashem's name in vain. That means if anius comes, if poverty comes for speaking lebatalo, that means bracha comes from speaking it good. In fact, we had that, right? We said, yeah, Hashem said, if you, Kishem Hashem, what was the pasuk that they brought? That'll be bracha. So the pasuk in Navi is saying, Hashem will shine Shemesh Daka Umarpe, a sun that is charitable and heals. Eilu b'nei Adam, who is Hashem going to shine this sun? Eilu b'nei Adam, Shireyim l'hayti Shem Shemayim l'batala. The fear to say Hashem's name. They're so careful not to say Hashem's name in vain. B'lizaycha to Shemesh Daka Umarpe, to a sun that's charitable and heals. Zakt Durash. Ma'idach says, Bezarach Elohim Yerushmi. Zakt Durash, what is this Gemara doing here? Agam da'ir lel beitzah Hashem Shemayim lebatalot, nakti hach. Because we were talking about wasting, saying it in vain, so we're saying it here. Zakt Gemara b'ayit, Amar Abaya.
Bottom line is, I'm not saying about myself, but Rebbe, I mean, when's the last time you said Hashem Shemayim lebatalot?
I don't remember.
Because you haven't done, you didn't do it, that's why.
You never made a bracha l'batala?
Or you mean, even if you... That wasn't done the...
That verb, it's not like it's Yishayim. It's not like it's Yishayim. It doesn't say it's the Mason here. It says people who are afraid, meaning they're so extra careful. Zakti Gemara writers, Amar Abaya, Shema Mina, Chirga de Yayma Masi. Chirga is, I don't know what to call it, when you see in the sun, you see like dust. What is that? What? What do you call it, Arco? The dust of the sun healed. Because it's saying here that the sun rays heal. And what do you see? You see the dust coming down? So that's what heals. Zakti Rash. The dust that you see in the shine of the sun, the name for that dust is La. Tema. Frank Durash. Why does it say the sun heals? So I mean by Baba Basra. Adli Yayma Adli Ktira. The day, I think, means rises. The healing rises. Says Abraham Avinu had a stone around his neck, and anybody, the sick person that looked at it got healed. When Avram died, it was put on the Kanfei Hachama, on the wings of the sun. So the Gemara there says the sun is healing. So why does the Gemara here talk about the dust and not talk about the sun? And the Rush doesn't have an answer. Stop here.